The lawsuit against the city of Reno for the alleged harassment and retaliation against two previous employees is continuing, and new revelations are still emerging. Bob Conrad of This Is Reno has been following this story and gave an update to KUNR News Director Michelle Billman.
Bob, can you remind us how this lawsuit came about to begin with?
Sure. So what happened, this was a couple years ago at City Hall. Essentially, there were three complainants who raised a number of issues regarding hostile work environment, alleged sexual harassment, and things like that. And since that has occurred, a lawsuit was filed against the city by two of the complainants. And so where it's at now is that we're now starting to see motions being filed and evidence being entered into the public record. And that's kind of where it is now. It's this back and forth between the city and the plaintiff's attorney.
And what documents were recently released, and what do you take away from them? What have you learned?
There were literally hundreds of pages of depositions from a number of witnesses and people involved in the case. But part of that also, part of the documentation that came forward was dozens of pages of text messages between former city manager Andrew Klinger and his subordinates. And the nature of those text messages, and really, I guess, could be characterized as very candid, but also very crude. A lot of curse words and referring to employees in denigrating terms, people speaking during public comment. Being
kind of mocking them.
Kind of mocking, yeah. So just very candid discussion kind of brought out into the open.
Along with exposing what sounds like a potentially toxic work culture, the documents also bring up questions about transparency in government. Tell me about that.
Yeah, so what we found, I mean, we knew this was sort of happening all along, but we just didn't have the documented details. But, you know, when you go to city council meetings, it's pretty evident that a lot of people are on their smart devices and engaging in conversations, not always out in the open. So that definitely came out as a part of this investigation. So that's one issue. And, you know, I did speak with the city after these text messages came out. And they said that there have been new rules and procedures implemented, and that basically any work-related communications on private devices have to be forwarded to the city servers so that they are documented as potentially public records. They've had additional trainings for staff and basically, you know, have said them, you know, the people of Reno are our constituents and need to be treated with respect.
So it sounds like some potential real policy changes have gone in place in light of this information.
Yeah, we do have a new city manager, and I think it was, you know, pretty evident at the time that things at City Hall, you know, 2 years ago had kind of devolved into a pretty toxic culture that, you know, prompted a lot of these complaints and a lot of these issues started coming to light. And I know the city, you know, had at one point had to change its human resources rules, you know, as far as filing, you know, how you report complaints and the process. So a lot of steps have been made to make improvements. I think, to be fair, we need to, you know, see how those play out in the future. But in the meantime, this case still keeps kind of winding its way through court. And it looks like probably we won't see any immediate resolution.
And then Andrew Klinger, the former city manager, has not been with the city of Reno for some time, but he has a new job. Tell me about that.
Yeah, so after he left the city, there was basically a kind of a separation agreement between him and the city where he got a buyout essentially and, you know, some other things according to his contract. He was then given a job at the governor's office as an advisor to the governor because he does have that state experience as previously as the state budget director. But most recently, he got hired at the Nevada System of Higher Education to be the chief financial officer.
Bob Conrad, publisher of This Is Reno, thanks for joining me.
Thank you.
For KUNR News, I'm Michelle Billman.